Up until a few years ago, it was hard to find an arts organization in Southeast Michigan that didn't rely on and receive generous amounts of money from the auto industry. We're talking 5- or 6-figure contributions. Ann Parsons is president of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. She says for decades, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler were the corporate giants of philanthropy.
They had been just the rocks of Gibraltar, if you will, of our certainly our corporate giving.
And now?
Well, I think it's just very different. I think they're absolutely engaged corporate leaders, but I certainly think that the impulse to simply knock on the door of one of the auto giants to have your problem solved or your challenge met, I think those days are over.
At one time, they were the 3 largest corporate sponsors that Mosaic had by far across the board.
That's Rick Sperling, founder of the Mosaic Youth Theater in Detroit. It's a nonprofit focused on youth development through the arts.
After the economic crisis, we lost GM completely. We lost Chrysler support completely. And Ford stayed with us, but they lowered their level.
Sperling says the loss of funding was painful. He had to cut several inner-city theater programs, and Mosaic went from serving 1,200 kids to 500 kids almost overnight. Vivian Picard is head of the General Motors Foundation. That's the charitable arm of GM.
Prior to bankruptcy, I think a lot of the organizations expected support from the big three here in our community. It was like they assumed that every year that there would be an amount that each one of these organizations would give in support of arts and culture.
Picard says the culture of expectation is a thing of the past. Plus, there's just less money to go around these days. The GM Foundation is an endowment. No taxpayer money is involved, and the endowment hasn't received a cent from GM Corporation in a decade. Jim Vella runs the Ford Fund. That's the philanthropic arm of Ford Motor Company. And he agrees with Picard that the old way of corporate philanthropy is over. Today, he says, it's about joint effort.
How can we collaborate together to provide the best services for our community? If our goal collectively is to provide cultural services to the metropolitan area, how do we do that?
For their part, the leaders of the nonprofit arts world are learning how to diversify. The emphasis isn't on GM, Ford, and Chrysler anymore as the main corporate sponsors. Arts leaders are now reaching out to national corporations for contributions, and there's a very big push to get more individuals to donate. Rick Sperling with the Mosaic Youth Theater says if there's a lesson for the nonprofit world to learn from this whole auto industry collapse, that just might be it.
While the economic crisis hurt us, it also made us, in the long run, a stronger organization because it forced us to be prepared for the next crisis. And because of that, we're trying to make our funding sources more diverse. We're not planning programs on funds that have not been committed in writing, all of the things that I think tripped up nonprofits in the past.
General Motors recently started to fund Mosaic again with a $75,000 grant. Sperling says he's thrilled GM is back in the giving game. Thrilled, but cautious. I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.